I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Officials say more than 5,000 students in Iran have been affected by school poisoning since November. Lana Silk with Transform Iran tells us,
the government is trying very hard to whitewash it, but there's no getting away from the fact that only those girls who stood up against the government were attacked.
While human rights groups and activists blame the regime, the government blames protesters. Videos uploaded to the internet show mostly female students gasping for breath and choking.
They're literally locking these girls in their classrooms and sending in poisonous gases.
And yet, hope remains.
People in Iran have recognized how dark the land is that they live in, and they are turning to light and they're looking for it.
Pray that seekers in Iran will encounter Jesus. And a month ago, twin earthquakes devastated Turkey and northern Syria. Tens of thousands lost their lives and millions lost their livelihoods. Today, the hits keep coming. An airstrike this week crippled the Aleppo airport, cutting off aid deliveries for days. Headlines may not cover the quake aftermath anymore, but it's a priority for local Christians. Amir with Heart for Iran says,
this is not the short term. They really need so many things. Tents, blanket, food. They need everything. They need also help for the emotional side. And we have to be there to serve them.
Heart for Iran teams up with local Christians to help earthquake survivors in Turkey. Cultural and spiritual barriers come down when people see Christ's love in action. Find practical ways to help through Heart for Iran at missionnews.org.
Jesus is there and asking your help for his love.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.